Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. I have been a health coach for the last 8 years in some form or another, most recently in the last couple of years taking on the official business name, Freddie Said Go, and I added certifications and upgraded my website and social accounts, and everything was just part of, I guess it was a natural evolution. You know, it's something that life had perfectly prepared me for. I always say that there is no greater teacher for coaching as climbing your own way out of Death Valley and gaining a very deep understanding of motivation and the drive it takes to tackle such a feat. So basically, I was using something that I already possessed, I guess an experience-based skill set, and it was something I was very passionate about. So my mission statement, I know what it's like to make decisions about your health from a compromised place. I want to save you time and money and heartache. I'm showing up as the guide I wished I had had at my lowest low. So while I never found my guide, I could give that to somebody else. That role is pure and it's simple and it's me. And it's something I knew I could form a business from. But as I started to go down that rabbit hole of entrepreneurship, it was very easy to get lost in the sea, the oceans of people in my industry telling me how hard it was to start a business, how difficult it is to get clients, and how the market was flooded with others with more training and huge social media followings, and the noise. The noise, when I started to listen to it, it took me right away from my true north. I felt pressure to create a certain type of, I don't know, it's like a health coach content that was very bland and very cheery and uplifting, and it also made me want to put a pencil in my eye. Eat this, not that, drink more water, squat for a better butt, gluten is the devil. Now, what's worse is when you engage in this chatter, the social algorithms drive this similarly familiar traffic to your social feed, and you can literally feel like you're drowning in competitors. You know, I truly wondered, was there anybody out there actually doing this for a living? Or am I in a sea of people enrolled in certification program after certification program, all while being sold the perfect system to run their business? But after losing myself down this path for a little while, well, let's call it a New York minute, this presidential size quote jumped out and it literally stopped me in my tracks one day. And I quote, "In every field of human endeavor, he that is first must perpetually live in the white light of publicity. Whether the leadership be vested in a man or in a manufactured product, emulation and envy are ever at work. In art, in literature, in music, in industry, the reward and the punishment are always the same. The reward is widespread recognition. The punishment? Fierce denial and detraction. When a man's work becomes a standard for the whole world, it also becomes a target for the envious few. Whatsoever you write or you paint or play or sing or build, no one will strive to surpass or slander you, unless your work be stamped with the seal of genius." Teddy Roosevelt. Boom! Now, if you're not walking close enough to the edge, if you're not attracting haters or internet trolls or people questioning your message, it's too safe, period. And I was scared. I was trying at the time to please everybody, and in that act, inspired nobody. Well, at least I thought I didn't inspire anybody. And while everybody might not align with your message and your vision, the right people who need it, they are going to be forever grateful for that authenticity to which you bring to the table. Think about this social media avatar we create through these pictures and posts and videos and how it becomes almost this virtual calling card. And as opposed to following this big why that propelled you into action, we can get lost behind how many likes I receive from a post, who viewed my content, what comments were left or not left. Now, this could leave me in the past feeling really high or really low if it was completely ignored. You know, I see in this atmosphere how harshly people judge and put down other behaviors and tastes and preferences, and that also scared me. And there's an extra dose of ferocity, especially when they don't align with their own beliefs. Okay, here's some truth serum. So I have been judged so harshly on my spending habits in Whole Foods. And even worse, I have been judged harsher on the supplements and the technology I use to upgrade my own health. So here's a little sidebar. I probably have gear to biohack and upgrade this little meat suit, ranging from a few $100s to nearly $11,000. I know there have been times that I have not written about something that was really helpful to me, some really amazing modality, because of how my spending choices would have been judged by a stranger. That is lame. When that one thing that I should have written about, the right person who really needed to hear my story would have aligned with it, and they needed to hear my message in that moment. And that's where I missed the boat. And if those price points sound awful and ridiculous to you, let me tell you, to somebody struggling with chronic disease for decades to experience a resolution of symptoms for the price of a cheap car, it's no question. It's a priority to me, and that's part of my message. How do you put a value on that? What figure works for you to feel good about an investment? It's personal. It's based on your ever-unfolding story, to which you're the protagonist or antagonist, and your belief system, which nobody else can qualify or quantify. So when we start to clarify what we say no and what we say yes to, we automatically create boundaries and we establish our personal essentialism. And don't even get me started on external advertising and programming factors, deciding what we consider we are willing to finance and spend money on and stretch over a 10, 20, 30-year payment plans. I guarantee the majority of that is based on what you were told you needed to be happy and not what your heart needs. So that's what we've all got to get clear on. But I digress. Oh my goodness. So we have this system of influence, much like a Pavlovian dog situation, which is driving what we choose to write about and what we choose to create and how we choose to present ourselves in the world. Even deeper, consider for many, it drives the love we choose or allow ourselves to explore. Ouch! It's a system based on approval from everyone. Everyone gets an opinion. Well, let's examine who everyone is for a moment. If I have 3,973 friends on Facebook, on my profile, how many know the desires of my heart? Probably 4, 5? So going back to Teddy's speech, the reward is widespread recognition, the punishment, fierce denial and detraction. When a man's work becomes a standard for the whole world, it becomes a target for the envious few. That line pops for me. I remember reading this passage, and it was red lights and fireworks and a virtual firestorm going off in my head. And at the time it had entered into my life, I was playing it safe. People do want to hear about cancer and abdominal adhesions and pooping and not pooping and inversion therapy and shooting pee up your nose. Yeah, that's a real thing. It's called auto-urine therapy. And whether I did it or not, you're going to have to listen to episodes down the road to hear. But for me, if I started every article or every post that I wrote with a detachment from result, it allowed me to enter into the ring of authenticity. And that's where things started to click. And it got to be a lot more fun. So here's some copy from my site. I made a promise to myself that when I regained my vitality, I would be a freaking lighthouse for those seeking the same. End quote. Simple. And that's one of the cornerstones of my business. Me just being me. So I know you're fired up and you're ready to rock and fists are pumping. But before I let you go from this awesome listening experience, yes, I just coined my own episode awesome, I want to give you an action step. Number one, a great book that complements this podcast, Unfunk Yourself. Yes, I pronounced that incorrectly, but I know you can find it on Amazon if you search Gary John Bishop. It's BS-free, self-empowerment guide that offers an honest, no-nonsense, tough love approach to help you move past self-imposed limitations. Because it isn't other people that are standing your way, it's yourself and the negative self-talk that keeps you down. So number two, and I love this one, the flickering candle meditation. It's cheap, it's easy, it's effective, it's a perfect way to take your relaxation to a deeper level. So sit down with a piece of paper and write down what makes you jump out of bed in the morning. Now with a heart-centered breath, lose yourself staring at a flickering candle. This is going to take the space of a meditation practice. Keep space in your heart and wait for an answer to unfold regarding that passion you wrote down in the envelope. You're going to hear a direction. This meditation, when committed to for 15 to 20 minutes, I know that sounds long, but you can start out with five, will help you develop your third eye, and it can give you very valuable insight into your path, into your journey that might not be so obvious at first. It's going to help you actually develop your intuition through the stillness. Number three, education. If you're a health coach, the Institute for Functional Health Coaching was the program that put me on my path. Carmen Hunter, who runs the school, is my mentor, my health coach guru, and the authenticity and the common ground we share is a game changer for me. So reach out to that establishment if you are looking for that education and that upgrade in your schooling. So we started today with Teddy, so we're going to end with some Teddy. I've been a part of a passage recited in Jack London State Park so many times with a special group of people in Sonoma, California, and it always brings me home, so that's how we're bringing it home today. It's not the critic who counts, not the human who points out how the strong person stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the woman and the man who is actually in the ring, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is not effort without error and shortcomings. But who does actually strive to do the deed, who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best, in the end, knows the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least one fails while daring greatly, so that their place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who never knew victory or defeat. Once again for Teddy. So this episode of the Beautifully Broken podcast was brought to you by our sponsor, Amp Coil, raising the vibrations of hearts and minds and humans across the world. Check them out on ampcoil.com. My friends, if you enjoyed today's show, head on over to iTunes or Spotify or freddysetgo.com and leave a review and grab a download and subscribe. Giving the show a 5-star review helps us out more than you can know. Now, if you want to connect with me, shoot me a message on Instagram at freddysetgo and send a request for a topic or a guest that you would love to have interviewed on the show. That's it for today, guys. Our closing, the world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. And remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Thank you for hanging out with the Beautifully Broken podcast. Namaste.